Listener Production.
Good morning. It's Madeleine Larson here. An urgent National Cabinet meeting will take place on Wednesday with only one issue on the agenda, addressing family violence. The PM confirming it would be the only issue on the agenda following a weekend of rallies across the country which saw thousands demand action, Anthony Albanese declaring it a national crisis. Education Minister Jason Clare says our teachers also have a responsibility.
That's why over the course of the next few months, we're rolling out funding for respectful relationships courses at schools right across the country. And as politicians, we've got a role to play here too. The death of Australian women in increasing numbers this year reminds us that not enough has been done.
A new model for school discipline will be rolled out across the country this year to crack down on students' abusive behaviour towards teachers. They'll be taught old school measures like how to enter the classroom quietly, sit and listen. It follows a Senate inquiry that found some kids were stealing, throwing furniture and keying cars. St Kilda's decades-old palm trees have gone up in flames overnight, with police investigating if arson is behind it. One of the iconic trees has been destroyed entirely and three others damaged. The Sydney bishop, stabbed in an alleged terror attack 2 weeks ago, has returned to church, receiving a standing ovation during a live-streamed Palm Sunday sermon at his Wakeley church. A 16-year-old's been charged with committing a terrorist attack. And Nicole Kidman has become the first Australian to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award by the American Film Institute. The Aussie telling the Associated Press it's an honour to be on a list with the greats.
I'm an Aussie girl and I'm standing here in Hollywood going, oh my God, it actually happened.
Round 7 of the AFL's wrapped up with the Swans thumping the Hawks by 76 points at the MCG. Hawthorn coach Sam Mitchell says his side was taught a lesson, but he couldn't fault their effort.
They just put an enormous amount of pressure on us. Their tackle numbers, their pressure numbers, no matter what we produced, they were able to produce a bit more, and we just couldn't withstand their heat.
Sydney sits second on the ladder, just below Geelong, heading into round 8, while Swans legend Lance Franklin returned to the G, buddy making a public appearance as the Hawks took on Sydney for the first time since his retirement. 8 rounds into the NRL season and Cronulla maintains top spot on the ladder following yesterday's 40-0 victory over Canberra. Sharks coach Craig Fitzgibbon describing their victory away from home as hard fought.
They had a lot of reasons to turn up today. I thought they were quite physical, so we had to earn everything we got, but I thought we controlled the game really well, so it's a difficult place to come and get a win, so pretty pleased.
Also yesterday, the Knights defeated the Dolphins 18-14 at Suncorp. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, a possible shower and 26 in Brisbane, similar skies on the Gold Coast and 25, partly cloudy in Sydney and a top of 27, a possible late shower for Canberra getting up to 21, showers and 17 in Melbourne, a possible shower for Hobart, 16 the max, grey skies for Adelaide and 20, mostly sunny and 27 for Perth. Tune into the Briefing podcast on Listener to lift the lid on important issues that matter to you. Download the Listener app now and search the Briefing.